In Kitgum Hospital, desperate parents are lining up for help as a debilitating condition is robbing them of their children. Josephine Adong, a psychiatric nurse, shows me the effect that nodding disease is having.
This boy is 9 years old, you can see.
9 years old. He looks, what, four or five?
He looks like three or four. Physically, he's retarded, the growth is stunted. His colour jumps somewhere.
Samuel. And Samuel's father is here. Just tell me, sir, when you first noticed that there was something wrong with Samuel, what was happening?
He only nods when food is available to him.
When food's put in front of him, he starts nodding.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago.
When he was only 2 years old.
So for the last 7 years, John Aboda has looked on helplessly as his son Samuel's physical and mental development have ground to a halt. John's also brought along his 10-year-old daughter, Jacqueline. Her condition's even worse. Every day she has several fits, similar to epileptic seizures. John says so far the prescribed medicine has made no difference. Scientists from across the world have been left baffled as they've tried to find out the cause and come up with a cure. Nurse Josephine Adong tells me many parents have now given up on their children.
They look at these children as somebody who will not improve.
And people are actually dying from the syndrome.
Yeah, there are people who are dying, the children, others are dying in the bush because they have what we call psychosis. That is a major mental problem which they develop after developing this syndrome. They wander away from home.
They wander away from the home?
Yes, they wander and they have no directive to come back home. They die in bush with anger, thirst. And later on, others were brought back home by their dogs.
The dogs?
The dogs, after dying in the bush.
Well, we've been driving through several villages in Kitgum district, driving along the red dirt roads, surrounded by huge, bright green mango trees. This is a very rural area. People living off the land here. And each time we drive past a collection of round mud huts with their grass-thatched roofs, the people tell me that at least one of their children is affected by this nodding syndrome. It's extraordinary just how widespread it is and for how many years it's gone on without anybody really doing much about it.
There are more than 3,000 reported cases in northern Uganda. Nodding disease